It's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. Well, some good news from the state of Tennessee, where the legislature passed a bill to prevent the trafficking of minor girls across state lines to obtain secret abortions without parental knowledge or consent. The measure would make it a felony for any adult besides a parent or guardian to assist a pregnant underage girl in concealing an abortion or obtaining abortion pills. That's just worded really weird. Undercover investigations have revealed Planned Parenthood and other abortion clinics admitting to skirting laws and transporting minors for out-of-state abortions while keeping parents in the dark. Project Veritas caught them red-handed, saying things like, "Oh, parents won't find out." Yeah, it's about time states crack down on these underhanded and dangerous exploitations of vulnerable girls by the predatory abortion industry. State of Tennessee seems to be taking a stand, though they could have worded that bill a little bit better. And debate is continuing to rage across Europe over the issue of gender self-identification for minors. There's a new proposed law in the Netherlands to allow children under 16 to legally change their gender on passports and birth certificates, though it stalled after only 25% of the citizens supported the idea in a recent poll. Imagine that. Most parents don't want their child to be able to impulsively change their sex without any psychological evaluations or oversight. 75% of citizens said no. You think that type of information would stop a proposed law in its tracks? Because aren't politicians elected to represent the majority of the people who elected them? And it seems like the majority of Dutch citizens say, we don't want this law. If I was a betting man, I would almost want to say this law will likely go into effect sometime soon. And that's just part of the insanity of this modern age we're living in. Another part was further demonstrated when three white female educators in New York were recently awarded over $2 million in a racial discrimination lawsuit against the Department of Education. The highly qualified women, one of which is a Harvard graduate, were all demoted and replaced with less qualified minorities, one of whom only had a GED. It was done in support of Chancellor Richard Carranza's crusade against, quote, toxic whiteness. The women's jobs were never even posted. They were just swapped out based on the color of their skin, the inevitable result of obsessive DEI initiatives. And again, the insanity of this modern age. Competence and character thrown aside in the name of superficial diversity quotas. New Yorkers should be up in arms and outraged that now $2 million of their tax dollars have to pay for decisions like this that should have never been made. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.